Good morning, and thank you for this opportunity to speak on this White Way program. A joke I heard some time back goes like this. A man goes to a French farm in Waianae to talk story and see how his farm is doing. Upon reaching the farm, he sees a pig with a wooden leg in the yard. "How's it, Kimo? How you doing?"
"Brah, what's up with the pig right there with the wooden leg?"
"Oh, you know, eh? That is the smartest pig I ever had. Check this out, brah. Hey, pig, go get all the horses and put them in a corral." The pig immediately takes off and herds all the horses into the corral. "Hey, now go get all the goats inside the pen." The pig gathers up the goats and herds them into their pen. He does the same with the chickens and cows.
"Wow, bro, that's unreal. How you even teach him that?"
"I never teach him, he just know."
"Hey, so what's up with the wooden leg?"
"Well, you know, when pig that smart, eh? You know, like eat them all one time."
I thought this joke was hilarious at first. But then, upon further thought, it became quite sobering. Even if I don't intend to do bad to others, each time I eat something, I'm killing another living thing to sustain my own life. I may not be doing the actual killing, but I become responsible once I consume any food. Doing the right thing and trying to lead a life without hurting others is noble, honorable, and certainly admirable. Yet, even as I can become a caring and considerate human being to a certain extent, I must eat food to be properly nourished and maintain health and well-being. In doing so, I am taking the lives of other living things, animals and plants. This is not a matter of choosing good over evil or justice over injustice, but a necessity for sustaining my one unrepeatable gift of life. It is an undeniable fact that is far deeper than conventional morality or ethics. Before any meal, I was taught to say, "Itadakimasu," or "I will gratefully partake of this food." Of course, I give thanks to the person or persons who prepared the food, but more so to those living things that sacrificed their lives to become my food. In a civilized environment, we humans are at the top of the food chain. We can kill and consume most all other edible forms of life. In the wild, it is a distinct possibility that I might be killed and eaten by predators trying to sustain their own lives. There can be no judgment about this. It's all about survival. When considering such a reality, it becomes quite obvious that living a life without hurting others is unattainable. The truth is that the killing and consumption of other forms of life is part and parcel of this life on earth. There is no getting around this fact. I'm reminded of a lecture by the late Taitetsu Ono, in which he relates how a college professor went to visit an ailing friend. He brought with him some oranges for his friend to eat, and by doing so, nourish himself to fight his illness. The friend is very grateful and acknowledges the gift by saying, "Thank you very much for the oranges." The professor's response was, "Please, don't thank me. Thank the oranges." The professor was well aware that he is merely the delivery person. At potluck barbecues, I might bring some steak for the grill. I often find myself grilling the meat and other items that others might have brought. I'm not a chef, but I do an okay job of grilling. After everything is cooked and the eating starts, people say, "Ernie, thanks for the steak." Taking the professor's posture, to this I reply, "Don't thank me, thank the cow." They laugh, but I think the message hits home at a more fundamental level. The journey I call life is never a straight line. It has twists and turns, unexpected curves, surprisingly lit byways, and dark alleys. I am but a pebble in this river of life, becoming smoother as the rough edges are chipped off by running into obstacles and polished by the rushing, swirling currents. In my quest to become more caring and humane, I discover that my true nature is otherwise, that I am an ego-centered being, becomes clearer and clearer with each day, and what I encounter on my journey merely casts aside my blurred sense of goodness and brings reality into stark focus. Just living seems easy enough, and while there may be many good times and amazing realizations, it also means stepping on a lot of toes and hurting the feelings of others along the way, even killing other living things to sustain my life. As a result, I am being humbled at the core, even though my exterior is still rough. Without forethought and introspection, I get upset with people and lash out. At times, I find myself acting upset even though I'm not. Truly, this is a dilemma. More and more, I realize that I am not living this life by my own power, but I'm being allowed to live. This thought has been planted and should grow and mature with time. When this journey is over, I'm hoping that I'll be able to appreciate each and every facet of the life through which I have traveled, and upon its completion, exit gracefully with gratitude. Again, thank you for this chance to speak on the radio. Namo Amida Butsu.